With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Elon Musk says President Trump has agreed USAID should be shut down.
Asked about it on his way back to the White House Sunday, Trump weighed in.
USAID, run by radical lunatics, and we're getting them out, and then we'll make a decision.
Musk has been wrestling for control of USAID and took to X Spaces to discuss it.
To be clear, in shutting down, which we're in the process of doing, shutting down USAID.
The Trump administration placed two top USAID security chiefs on leave after they refused to turn over classified material to Musk's DOGE government inspection teams, which eventually got control. Democrats say Trump lacks the constitutional authority to eliminate USAID. I'm Julie Walker.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is now overseeing that department. Also at SRNnews.com, Quebec's premier has welcomed the pause of the tariffs set to be imposed on Canada by President Trump, but with reservation.
Of course, I was happy because it gives us 30 days to have better programs, to make sure we speak with all important companies, with all sectors, that we can be more prepared.
Crews have removed the fuselage from the Potomac River near the nation's capital following last week's mid-air collision. Equipment was moved into place in the river over the weekend after several days of surveying the site. At least 55 victims of the crash have reportedly been found and identified. 67 were killed in the crash between the American Airlines plane and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. The Senate confirms fossil fuel executive Chris Wright to serve as Energy Secretary. This is SRN News. The 119th Congress has 13 queer trans members.
That's the most in U.S. history, but no more than the last Congress. At the turn of the 21st century, the 107th Congress featured only three people who were openly homosexual. It's different this time around, though, because one of the current congressmen is transgender. Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride is a man who is living as a woman, and his presence has prompted House Speaker Mike Johnson to issue orders that no men be allowed to use women's bathrooms on the Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A coalition of legal organizations is calling on Texas school districts to reject the adoption of a recently approved state curriculum that includes references to Christianity and biblical teachings. The groups claim that the curriculum would violate the so-called separation of church and state. A spokesman for the Texas Education Agency points out there is no religious instruction in the curriculum. This is SRN News. It's been a flurry of legal activity related to the Ohio train derailment that spilled toxic chemicals.
A lawsuit has been filed in connection with a disastrous train derailment in Ohio in 2023. The lawsuit alleges the first deaths in East Palestine, Ohio, 7 deaths in all. It also alleges Norfolk Southern Railroad and its contractors botched the cleanup, while officials with the EPA and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention signed off on it and failed to warn people about the health risks. Many of the other parties in the lawsuit cite lingering unexplained health problems, along with concerns something more serious could develop. At least 9 other lawsuits in all have been filed in connection with the derailment. I'm Ed Donahue.
Vice President J.D. Vance visited East Palestine, Ohio, Monday to mark the second anniversary of the train derailment that left that small town in shambles. He promised residents the Trump administration would complete the environmental cleanup. More details at SRNnews.com.